Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 240, Too Much 3DS. This is the show recorded on the 20th of March 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Yellow. How's it going?
All right.
Fun.
We've got a pretty packed up show this week, sadly, but as the title says, Too Much 3DS.
Now for the news.
So, first off, BAFTAs were Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday.
Whatever day they were, who cares?
They were on Wednesday. And
this is the BAFTA Awards thing, where games win awards.
Yes, well, British. Well, the awards are British, but they don't have to necessarily be for British games. So, Heavy Rain.
Heavy Wayne.
don't make fun of me.
Heavy Wayne.
Heavy Rain.
Who the hell's Wayne? Why is he so heavy?
You're making
fun. Has he been eating the hamburgers?
So Heavy Rain won 3 awards. I know it won Story. It also won Soundtrack, I believe. I'm not sure what the other one it was won. I don't think I've got it written down.
Won something else.
Well, it won 3 in total. Mass Effect 2 won Best Game. As I guessed, Black Ops, or Blops, or whatever you want to call it, won the Public Voted Game Award.
This is how I say it. Call of... forget it.
Yeah, so... Oh, wait. There you go. Heavy Rain won Technical Innovation as well.
Okay. Well, Call of Duty won the Publicly Voted Game Award.
Yeah, there were
sponsored by Game.
There were quite a few in there to vote for that were good games. But...
But, of course...
Blox was going to win in the end.
Games customers being average people who just buy Call of Duty...
Or points for Call of Duty maps.
Yes, the juicy maps.
Juicy. Yeah, as I said, Mass Effect 2 got Best Game, which was quite good. That was actually the only award that Mass Effect 2 got. Brotherhood got Action. Civ 5 won it for Strategy. Civ 5 won over StarCraft. Would you agree with that?
For Strategy, yeah. Because StarCraft, although it's the RTS, you know, you have your build order, you always stick to your build order. If you see the opponent are doing this build order, you switch to doing that build order to counter it. So that's still a strategy game. It's much more a fast-paced, sort of action-y strategy game, you could say.
Well, like I shouted out when you were in here and I was watching them, I just didn't get it because New Vegas was nominated for strategy.
What? New Vegas is a role-playing game.
Yeah.
Whoever puts these categories in order need to be sorted out.
I agreed with them putting Plants vs. Zombies in for strategy. That could be super strategic. Of course, not as strategic as Civ.
Or, but not as strategic as Jets.
Yeah. Kinect Sports won the Family BAFTA. So Kinect Sports has got its first BAFTA now.
That's worthy of such a game.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 won gameplay. Yeah, there was quite a few games in there that were equally worthy for the gameplay one, I remember. Because when they shared the nominations, I was like, ooh, I'm not sure who should really win this. Cut the Rope won the handheld BAFTA. I didn't even know they had a handheld BAFTA.
Apparently they do.
Social Gaming Network category. That was
won
by
My Empire.
Which is a Playfish game. I don't know how it plays, because I looked at a few screenshots because I hadn't heard of it before.
It's Facebook jib-jab.
Well, it's set in Roman times.
Roman Facebook jib-jab.
Greek times. Either way, it's got the kind of look of Age of Empires.
Age of Empires.
But not necessarily the same. I'm not sure what the gameplay was. Wow. Whose glasses are those?
Don't ask.
Okay. You look, sharp. Oh. Apologies. Talking about Facebook, you know, that's why. Yeah. But, my Empire won that. Empire, sorry. Sports went to F1 2010.
Worthy.
And Need for Speed Hot Pursuit won multiplayer. Bad Company, Battlefield, Bad Company 2 won audio.
Mm-hmm.
And God of War 3 got artistic achievement. Although, to be fair, some of the other games are slightly more worthy of getting the artistic achievement.
Indeed.
Not that God of War 3 is a bad game, it's a good game, but some of the other games I would have thought could have deserved it.
Well, it's nice to see Heavy Rain do quite well.
Oh yeah, I like that Heavy Rain did well, especially because the story won. As well as that, the one to watch Dare to Be Digital Award went to Twang and not Angry Mango, who it should have gone to in my eyes.
Angry Mango?
They were the guys that did Mush, that Windows Phone 7 game.
Mush?
Mush, that's what it's called. I believe they should have won. They were from Newport. And then Peter Molyneux got the, what do they call it, the Fellowship Award or something like that. And apparently as well, while he was in there and at the BAFTAs and the party and stuff like that, someone broke into his car, stole his iPhone, his iPad and his laptop.
He sounds like a bit of an Apple fanboy, doesn't he?
He's got a reward apparently he's set out.
Well, to be fair, you shouldn't leave stuff in your car.
Well, his stuff is going to have stuff on it that shouldn't be outside of, like, Microsoft Lionhead.
Well, why isn't it encrypted?
Well, that's what I'd imagine. He may not keep any work-related stuff on that. They might be his personal devices. But hopefully, you know, something hasn't happened with that. But there's, like, a £1,000 reward for if anyone can find his stuff. Do you know where his stuff is?
No. Which is a shame, because I tried to find that dog and get the reward for the dog, but after weeks of investigating, I still couldn't find that dog.
Wasn't that from just looking around? No, there's no dog here, it must be gone. But yeah, so that was cool. Happy that Black Ops only won it for the game award.
Yeah, Black Ops shouldn't win anything.
Because that then at least means that all the people that do the voting, which are people in the games industry, don't feel it's as worthy as the other games.
Good.
Because it was nominated for Artistic Achievement.
What?
And all this other stuff, and I was just like, really? I don't think so. But yeah, so that was the BAFTAs. They will, of course, be happening again next year. And they'll probably have another publicly voted one again by game, because they did that last year as well.
Yeah, game's been doing it for a few years.
Of course, then there's still the joysticks and all that other stuff that happens over here, too. But the BAFTAs is the main one, because, of course, it's tied into BAFTA, who always used to only just do film. And then they expanded over into games. Next up.
The 3DS.
According to Amazon, it is now their most pre-ordered console of all time. Which beats the PS3, which apparently had the longest standing record more so than this did before. And, yeah. it's had 20% more pre-orders than the PS3 did. And 56% more than the Nintendo Wii. But I suppose, to be fair, Amazon's price isn't too bad now, because they're $187 or $189 or something like that at the moment. So it's one of the cheapest places to be able to pre-order it. And they've got like a deal, so you get a free screen protector, well, a free set of screen protectors with a game for an extra £15, and you can get a case for an extra $5 or something like that. But yeah, so good on Amazon, I suppose. Well, a lot of people use Amazon now, don't they?
Yeah, especially after Adam discovered it the other day.
As well as that, you can actually... So the AR cards you get, the little...
Yes, I am familiar with them.
Because, of course, you could lose those. You can get a PDF version of them off the Nintendo website, which then means you can either put them off or you can put them on a phone. Of course. Because then, of course, it can read the phone screen.
You just have to keep the phone on to stop it from turning the screen off.
Because the one problem with the AR cards is that if it's in a light in a dark area, it's hard to see. And it can't pick up the card. Whereas, of course, if you have it on a phone screen, it'll be bright, so you'll be able to pick it up in the darkest places.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I just thought that was pretty interesting. They, of course, said an iPhone on the website. But, you know, any phone that can have a PDF on it. Or, of course, you could save the PDF over to a JPEG on a computer and put a JPEG out if you don't have means to read a PDF.
Find me.
Yes, this is... So there's actually another little game.
Find me.
That's included on the 3DS.
Hey, I'm familiar with all the games on the 3DS.
Oh yeah. So have you seen this? It's a little role-playing game. It's hidden.
I quite like the Face Raiders.
I like Face Raiders. I thought that was pretty fun. I put my face and then they started attacking me and I had to shoot them.
Yeah, so you have to shoot your face.
So it's hidden within the Street Pass Me Plaza. And you, from collecting Me avatars, it helps with the game. Hey, so nice of course there. Of course it helps in a way to know people with 3DSs.
Yep, it will.
Because of course if you don't, then
just coming back, don't worry.
If you don't have lots of people, then of course you'll have less people to help your game and less people to rescue your me. Either way, I haven't seen any gameplay of it, but it's another tiny little thing popped inside your 3DS. Because of course you got Find Me Now, you got Face Raiders, you got the AR cards. AR.
It's nice to have like a lot of stuff that is actually quite fun already in the platform.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's like the built-in games in Windows.
Well, yeah,
nice.
And considering that you know there's no virtual store on launch, it fills the void that like the DSi had on launch. So yeah.
So yeah. Cubic Ninja. Ubisoft have announced a game for the 3DS. This is a some sort of Ninja Man, I assume.
It's kind of like Cubivore, so everyone's like Cubie.
Cubies.
Okay. It's kind of a puzzly game.
Okay.
You don't have to use the buttons, you can use a tilt sensor. So it's one of those games, like Super Monkey Ball, that necessarily doesn't need to use the 3D. Well, it doesn't want to use the 3D, really, because if you're tilting it around, it'll look a bit poop.
But indeed.
It sounds cute, and it looks kind of cute as well. No announcement on when it's going to come out, like, specifically, other than summer this year. That may be able to be pushed back, of course, so it all depends. But it sounds cute.
Pokemon Black and White has sold quite well.
Yeah, on the first day in America, it sold 1.08 million copies. In a day!
Meh. Dinnendal does more DPS in the space of about 5 minutes.
But yeah, so that smashes the Diamond and Pearl, which were, of course, the first Pokemon games on the DS, which sold 780,000.
Pokemon.
So Pokemon hasn't, you know, gotten dumbed down yet.
No, people Pokemon still like it. I don't know what exactly Pokemon is, but apparently people still buy it. Monster Tail. I saw this was on the GamerCast website
yes.
the other day.
This is a game that's been developed by, their name is now Dream Rift, who were the guys that made Henry Hatsworth. Because, of course, that was made by, well, Henry Hatsworth in the Puzzle Adventure, which was made by EA. They then, I think, split off and made Dream Rift, who are now making Monster Tail. There's been no announcement of if it's going to come out outside of the US, because at the moment it's just had a press announcement for over there.
Okay.
But what it is, so they're doing the whole kind of two-screen looking at things again. So, because, of course, with Henry Hatsworth, you had the kind of puzzle game at the bottom, and then you had a platformer game at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, it's slightly different. So you've got a platformy kind of game at the top again, but on the bottom screen, you've got like a virtual pet kind of thing, where you have a pet raising kind of game, and you look after your monster and stuff like that. So you do that to increase your special attacks and attributes and stuff like that, which then help out in the platformer. Yeah, it's me.
Yep. Prey 2 has been announced.
Yeah, it's officially been announced, because of course we mentioned it last week.
It was
a
rumour last week.
But it's been officially announced now. It's being made by the original developers, who are Human Head Studios. Bethesda and Human Head are really happy to be working on it and making it, you know, come out. It's not coming out until 2012, so it won't be out this year. It's going to be available for 360, PS3 and Windows. There's been a few things mentioned about it. I'm sure you may remember what the guy looked like from the first one.
No.
Tommy?
No.
He was a native Indian American.
He was Mr. Chakotay.
Mr. Chakotay. Sure. So he was kind of a stereotypical character as such, whereas now he looks a bit like he wants to be Sam Fisher.
Yeah, there's definitely a Sam Fisher influence. Obviously, he's played the Splinter Cell games and he's decided to dress himself up like that.
Yeah. I read a few things earlier on as well today saying that there's not going to be a multiplayer.
No, okay then.
They're going to focus mainly on single player and try and create a really nice experience for the player, which would be cool because they've got a while to work on it. Hopefully it'll be at E3 maybe, but it's just been announced.
What's this Fez thing?
Fez is an XBLA game. It's
that was Xbox Live Arcade for those who didn't hear that sort of
XBLA.
Fast word. XBLA.
So Fez is
a game
that has been shown around for quite a while now. I think well over a year, maybe 2 years.
A million years.
And it has, it's an indie game, and it just hasn't been picked up as such, or picked up to help increase their production on getting it out. So it's a really weird little game. I have a friend who refers to it as Porcupine Hatman game, because he looks like he's a pork pie with a hat, I think.
He's a pork pie with a hat.
He's a really kind of squished little piggy thing, I think, with a hat. Or he looks like a pig whenever I see him. Either way, Fez is finally going to be coming out on Xbox Live at some point this year. Because they had a video of the game in PAX, which was, of course, like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, something like that. But yeah, so that's good. Fez is finally coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been shown off for ages and just nothing's happened, and finally, you know, we got it. Next up, have you heard about this, Rocksmith?
No.
No, I thought people at your work used to play Guitar Hero and stuff.
Maybe. So Rocksmith is a Ubisoft Guitar Hero, isn't it?
Yeah, but you plug a real guitar in.
So what, it's just got an adapter for what? Like,
yeah, for the...
For the chunky...
Quarter-inch input jack.
Chunky jacks. And then what happens?
I'm not sure, but
what if I've got an acoustic guitar?
Well, you'd have to have an electric guitar, wouldn't you?
But I want no.
You want to play with acoustic? How would that even work? You can't put something that's analog into something that's digital.
Of course you can. What you do is you put the microphone inside the guitar, and then you just go.
But how will it know exactly when you're playing strings?
Shut up.
At least with the actually, I'm not sure. I don't know how this is going to work. Probably, I'm not clever enough to realise it. But it's coming out for 360, PS3, and PC?
Yes,
apparently
of course.
So.
And Windows.
And you'll get a library of music that you then choose and then play along to. I don't know if maybe they're going to try and make it so it works for people who haven't actually used a guitar before. So maybe as a way to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Ubisoft thought, well, with... Well, I suppose this has been in development for longer than just when they've been announced it. But maybe they thought, with Guitar Hero out the window now, maybe if they bring this in, they'll have a bit of a chance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely demand for games like that.
Well, yeah, especially because then you don't have to buy a big piece of plastic to play with it.
Yeah, and if you've already got a guitar, great, because you've got software, you can make use of this guitar instead of having this cheapo bit of plastic that breaks after 10 seconds.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. It's going to be coming out this year. Second half of the calendar year. Does that mean...
Second half of the calendar
summer
year.
Summer onwards.
Well, it means the last 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
The second half of the year.
I'd reckon probably an autumn release, because that'd do quite well for, like, running up to Christmas.
Definitely. Now that Guitar Hero is out of the way, I think it won't do... And because the thing is, it's not going to have a big price tag. So if you've got
someone...
Well,
it's
someone,
just a game.
You know, if you've got someone who likes music, they're going to have a guitar anyway. So.
Or if, you know, you were buying someone a guitar for Christmas or something like that. Then you could just give them the game with it as well if they usually play on a console. That would work out pretty well. So I think Ubisoft have got the right thing in mind at the moment. Because, of course, they tried to do it with Rock Band in that you could get instruments that you could actually play in real life, but that's not the same.
I don't think that did very well, to be honest.
No, they were too expensive. But if you've already forked out for the guitar, you can get a game that goes along with it.
Indeed. Wipeout in the Zone, whatever
this
is. Is this some sort of TV thing?
Yeah, it's based on a ABC show, so it's something in America.
ABC,
that we don't watch.
It's a TV channel for people who don't know the alphabet.
But it's kind of like... Did you ever see me playing that little free Xbox Live game and you had to jump and stuff and dodge things and... Well, that's what.
So it's like that.
So yeah, it's an obstacle course.
Oh, it's an obstacle course.
So you'd just be
TV
running,
thing.
Jumping,
okay.
Ducking, dodging, stuff like that.
That sounds quite interesting.
So yeah, it's that kind of game. It's based off an American TV show, so I'm not sure if it'll actually come out in the UK, but it'll definitely be coming out in America, and it's currently set to come out during the summer.
Okay.
Obviously, to keep people busy, but yeah. So another Kinect game to go with the lineup. Do you know what that is?
Winter.
Yeah, it says winter. So this winter, made by Masaya Matsura, the...
Wait, can I try and say that? Matsusura-san.
Okay.
Masaya Matsura. See, me learned good.
Uh-huh. So he's the guy behind all of Nanoron Shaz stuff. So Prep the Rapper.
Prep, that's like the first or second name that game.
Yeah. So he released an iPhone game a while back called Winter.
iOS,
sorry.
Talk about the
which,
platform.
Which, sadly, it's not coming out for Android or Windows anytime soon.
That's fine.
But he's now...
We've got Chicks and Vixens.
...announced that from the March 17th, any net earnings he gets from Winter will go towards Japanese stuff.
Japanese Earthquake Relief Fund.
Yes. Which is nice, because the thing is, last thing I knew, he was living in the UK now anyway. So he's kind of, you know, safer being in the UK, but he wants to donate
to
Japan.
So he's feeling guilty because now his tax money doesn't go to Japan.
Well, I'm not sure if he's living in Japan anymore, because last thing I knew...
Oh, it don't matter where he lives.
He was in the UK. Anyway, but yes, that's nice. So if you want to look at Winter, it's like a rhythm action game with touch. And... what you touch depends on the music that plays. So it's a really nice little game. Sadly, I can't play it. But I recommend checking it out if you like rhythm action and want to donate some money towards the Japanese earthquake relief stuff.
Not really. What's this about Games TM?
Games TM are doing a special...
Wait, why are we promoting a rival gaming information source on this show?
I think we should object. I probably should have put this under the 3DS stuff.
Oh, should you now?
Yeah.
So what, they're doing a special of the 3DS edition? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's having a special cover. So if you look at it through a camera, there's a Ryu standing on top of it. It's like an AR thing.
So it's just a big AR card for the 3DS. Okay. Dino D-Day.
Yeah, it's got a release date.
Super legendary game with Nazi flipping dinosaurs has got a release date of the 8th of April. Available on Steam and so on and so on. This is obviously a PC game, and it's got Nazi dinosaur type stuff. So I think I played this a little while back.
Yeah, you played it a while back. It was last year at some point.
Yeah, I mean, back then it was a bit rough.
Well, I'm sure they've smoothed off those rough edges, maybe.
But having dinosaurs and Nazis, you know, people say, oh, Nazi zombies are cool. What about dinosaur, mate? We're going to have people coming in, I want the Nazi dinosaur game, and it's going to be like, nah, it's only on PC, mate. Get a proper gaming platform, you noob.
So that's pretty cool.
What's this about EA Sports? Have they gone out of business? Who knows? So, this is their ditching instructions.
Yeah, I think NBA Jam was now their last manual.
Really?
Or did Fight Night have a manual?
Fight Night did not have a manual. Fight Night was like a two-page
white,
plain warranty.
So I believe NBA Jam may have been their last manual in an EA Sports title. From now on, they've said no more instruction manuals. Because the thing is, for a sports game, you don't really need it that much.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this is a rip, yeah? No, I want a manual, yo. Back in my day, we had a flipping massive book that came with games.
I like manuals too, Paul.
No.
I know.
I'm looking at EA. No. I want a book, yo.
So, yeah, they're kind of taking on from what Ubisoft did as well. But I'm sure...
Don't get me started on Ubisoft.
It's only on specific titles, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, anything they think they can get away with.
Like, with Ubisoft, you still had an instruction book for Assassin's Creed and all that.
Because the thing is, although it doesn't have an instruction book, they still have all these leaflets promoting a number of games in there. They can afford to do that, can't they?
Sadly, the next item, Gun Loco, we mentioned this a while back. It was some crazy shooter that Square Enix were doing.
Oh,
or Squeenix. Sadly, it's been cancelled.
Oh, well.
Because
the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Well, I guess they realised that it wouldn't make as much money as they would have liked. Especially because Mindjack did pretty badly recently.
Did it?
Do you even know it came out?
I know what Mindjack is.
Do you?
Don't mess with me, you. Yeah, Mindjack didn't sell... anything.
No, I wouldn't have thought it would have. But yes, that's pretty sad. But then also, a new game's been announced, River City Ransom 2. Did you ever... Actually, no, you never had a SNES, did you?
No, I was a proper gaming
Sega
person.
Man. Sega and Archimedes man.
Hey, why have we not had any posts on the website for 2 days?
It's the weekend.
Weekend. You people work weekends.
River City Ransom 2 has been announced by Miracle Kids, who are the guys developing it. Of course, the original came out on
the Famicom.
Yeah, the Famicom, in other words, the NES, back in 89. And it came out as River City Ransom or Street Gangs, depending on where you live.
System.
Miracle Kids have now announced they're making a sequel to it, which is coming out on home consoles and PC in 2012.
Oh, really? It's,
I'm just going to say the console version's this summer. But the PC one's an online version for 2012.
Castlevania!
Yep.
What DLC this is, isn't it?
Yeah, we mentioned Lords the DLC.
This was last week.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week. It's now got a release date of March 30th. Because last week when we talked about it, it had just been announced. But it's coming out March 30th, and it's going to be 800 Microsoft points.
800?
What they've done is they've put a big twist in this piece of DLC, and then the second piece of DLC will wrap it all up, so like what Alan Wake did.
I see.
So hopefully it'll be some nice DLC there really soon.
Dance Central's got a new DLC pack on the way as well, featuring Fed Boy Slim. I don't know what the rest is, but it's all rubbish.
Gwen Stefani, Kerry Hilson, Paula Abdul.
Rubbish.
But they're 240 Microsoft points each. So you don't buy them as a big bulk, you buy them separately.
Oh, are they not a pack?
They're just all individual.
Okay, Mass Effect 2 has a release date of last year. What is this about?
They're doing another piece of DLC.
Oh, more DLC.
This will be the final piece of DLC before another 3, because it's called Arrival.
This is 360 and PS3?
Yeah, 360 and PS3. It sets the scene for Mass Effect 3.
I see.
Yeah. So they're doing a good thing, because of course usually when you have DLC for a game, it draws it all to a close. But because this is going into the sequel, it'll bring everything up to a high point, and then you've got to wait.
And then you've got to wait and say,
was it November? I think it was, sometime in the autumn. I can't remember. Have I got Mass Effect 3's date down?
No.
No. It'll draw, you'll be able to get back into the game when Mass Effect 3 comes out. It's going to be 560 Microsoft points, or £5.49 on the PSN. Or, of course, you can buy it on PC as well. And it will be out March 29th. So I think that's pretty cool. And then finally, another piece of DLC news. Stacking is having some DLC.
So the game that was downloadable now has more downloads.
Yeah.
So in other words, the game that's not Brutal Legend, but it's made by the same dude, is not Black Jack, or whatever his name is.
Jack Black.
But is,
Black Jack
is the guy from The Thing in The Thing.
So
Stacking was his word game where you basically you play as a Russian doll and you get another Russian doll to do different things in a level and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So this DLC is just more levels, I assume?
It's an addition. Yeah, it's an addition to the end. So they've already actually added the achievement points, even though the DLC doesn't come out until April.
Don't do that, people.
Well, yeah, because if it gets cancelled,
then we're stuffed and we can't 100%.
You'll never 100% it. So it's coming out early April. They haven't got an exact date or an exact price for it yet. And it,
1 million.
It follows Charlie, the little kid, the little doll again, and he has to go to the Kingdom of Camelfoot to help his hobo friend, who is called Levy, with a family matter. Well, yeah, they specifically call him out as being a homeless dude, but they're like friends. They've said there's going to be more than 15 new dolls with abilities, and then of course there's achievements as well. So yeah, that's cool. They seem to be doing quite a good job on slightly expanding their games they keep making. And then, of course, they've got, Sesame Street and...
yes, the game where you see the legs, which
trenched,
is wrong.
Trenched on the way as well.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters...
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a couple of letters this week. We're not going to read all of them because there's too many.
Aww.
There's way too many, like, man.
But it's a conversation.
Yeah, but well, that's the thing. We don't read out people's arguing on comments, do we? So we had a letter from Skipopotamus. He said basically he was bored and he read about the history of Homefront. And basically the Koreans had a magic satellite EMP which disabled the United States in one go. Despite the fact that EMP from orbit would probably... I mean, an EMP, the way you'd make one is with a nuclear weapon. Detonate in orbit above a target... so it doesn't actually, it's not close enough to do any damage, but you get the electromagnetic pulse out of it, which disables stuff.
Yeah, but you could still watch boats come in.
Yeah, there's these things called binoculars, they're not affected by an EMP. So yeah, a bit silly there, obviously, but, apparently within the space of 15 years, they, managed to become a superpower that could get away with it. Anyway, so yeah, that's from Skipopotamus. We've got a little bit more from him in a second. maybe just a little teeny bit more. Just a teeny bit. Actually, no. I don't know. What do you think we should talk about? Because there's pages and pages of stuff.
I don't mind
here.
Reading it all out.
We ain't reading all that out. Let's just continue with a few skips points you raised later on, shall we?
What about trusty badges? Because they were in relation to
I will do trusty badger, but I'm going to take out the bits we're going to talk about, because the thing is, these aren't really letters. It's more of an argument between two people, and I have to decipher it and make it into quick, precise points. Anyway, Skip wanted to bring up the fact that everything sucks, especially Ubisoft. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for that comment then, Skip.
Well, no, can I say what he exactly said?
He said
Ubisoft are a good example at the moment. He's talking about pre-owned and stuff like that. What with the so-called release of the tragic title We Dare and the constant re-release of old games, the majority of games with glitches and bugs, I'm sure most have experienced with most have experienced this themselves.
Silent Hunter 5.
Stick to what you're good at, and that's making Imagine games for 7-year-old girls. So firstly, only one studio makes those Imagine games as far as I'm aware, and they release other games, and I wouldn't say they're all constant re-releases of old games.
Well,
So has he gotten bored of Assassin's Creed? Does he not like it anymore?
I think he's exaggerating what he's saying in order to make a point.
Well, I mean, okay, so to be fair, if you look at the lineup of 3DS titles coming out of Ubisoft, a lot of those are re-releases. Rayman 3DS is Rayman 2.
Well, aren't all the 3DS titles re-releases?
Nintendogs?
Re-release.
Could you call it re-release?
Yeah, it's Nintendogs 2. Isn't it? Ridge Racer? There's been 50 Ridge Racers.
Yeah, but it won't be the same as others.
No.
Steel Diver's new.
You'll have slightly different tracks.
But we don't get Steel Diver over here.
Oh.
I want to play as a submarine. I get where he's coming from, but I don't think that bad of Ubisoft. I think they're doing all right.
Ubisoft screwed up Silent Hunter 5, and for that, they will pay with their lives.
Well, aren't you going to complain more about the guys developing it as opposed to Ubisoft as a whole?
No, I will generalise all of them.
You'll generalise everyone.
I don't care if you're nothing to do with the Romanian people who made the game. I don't care. If you made Assassin's Creed, you're responsible for Silent Hunter.
Was it him that said something else that I didn't agree with?
Oh, you don't agree with a lot, don't you? Anyway, let's read Trusty Badger's email and see if you can figure out what you want to argue with Skip about. Anyway, Trusty Badger says, great show, guys. I found myself agreeing with much of what was said. In particular, Paul raised a couple of really good points. You're damn right, I raised some really good points. Anyway, Catherine, Dennis Dyack, blah, 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 blah.
Catherine did elicit a smile when she was asked who Dennis Dyack was. He's, of course, the founder of Silicon Knights, which made Eternal Darkness, of course.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this.
And he enjoyed Eternal Darkness. Eternal Darkness is a great game, I agree.
Blah, 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 blah.
And he did also make Two Human, and I cannot believe I couldn't remember who he was, because as Trusty Badger said, I saw one of his talks at Develop 2009, which was on Games as Art, and I must say, his talk was a complete bunch of crap.
Jib-jab.
Bunch of crap.
Don't say the C word.
That's not a bad word.
It is on my podcast. I was told off in year 4 for using that word in a thing. I was saying how Mr. Blobby was crap, and I was told off by the teachers, and now I'm telling you off. I had to change it to rubbish.
Okay.
Anyway.
His talk was a load of rubbish.
Trusty Badger goes on to say how the news has been overshadowed by the catastrophe in Japan, and that the BAFTA awards didn't seem to get much media coverage.
No.
I think he's blaming it on that. And he says, I was heartened to see Red Dead Redemption, Mass Effect 2, Heavy Rain nominated. I found myself groaning when Black Ops received a game award, as voted by the public. No surprises there. Clearly the masses remain enamored with shooters. Not that I have anything against them, but I would like to see a game recognize innovation, new experience, and a good reward sort of key games. I'm pleased people only received Battle for the Brothers, in my opinion.
If anyone didn't get that, Paul said that Trusty Badger was pleased that Peter Molyneux received the BAFTA Fellowship because it was well-deserved in his opinion.
This is where Skip starts the argument. First, Trusty Badger, Peter Molyneux is a stuck-up bigot.
So, Peter Molyneux has helped work on a lot of good games that
We're not going to get into the argument on this week's episode, on last week's episode on the thing, because we'd be there all day otherwise. Trusty Badger goes on to say Peter Molyneux is a good man who's certainly...
he can blow his own trumpet.
Blow his own trumpet, aye.
Did you hear what he said when he received his award?
No, I didn't watch
he
that
said,
rubbish.
He said, I could name 10 things that I made up to journalists to keep their mouths shut when they were asking questions.
Anyway, Trusty Badger, like I'm trying to say, thinks the industry benefits from having a visionary Mr. Peter Molyneux around. Who's able to portray games in a positive light, particularly given the media's tendencies to lay blame society's woes on the evil video games.
Video games. Yeah, I agree, because it's good that there's at least someone that people can name as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Peter Molyneux needs to stop releasing Grand Theft Auto. It's bad for our children.
Because the thing... that makes sense. Because the thing is, of course...
And the Daily Mail. It's Peter Molyneux's fault that the Red Dead Redemption is bad for our children.
Because, of course... there's not many names known in video games, but the only reason that they
Todd
are known...
Howard!
Okay, the only reason that they are known is if they're in front of media all the time talking, which then means they've got less time to make games. So it's kind of a mix of situations, really. But it's good that they've got Peter Molyneux, and that we've got Peter Molyneux.
I'd just like to... because the other point that Skip made, just reiterating the pre-owned conversation we had last week... was how he thinks that if games had better replayability and stuff, people wouldn't trade them in. I think I disagree with that.
Oh yes, I disagreed with that even.
Because people will trade stuff in regardless of how brilliant it is.
I won't though.
Neither will I. I don't believe in it, yo.
Me neither.
Where I come from, we don't do that.
There you go.
It's called the internet.
So I totally disagree with this, which he said...
Oh, here we go.
When, quite frankly...
hang on a minute. We've got Catherine deciding to come on massive argument now against the skipper.
Not a massive argument. I'm just going to say, he said, when, quite frankly, games now are too short and don't have much replayability. Personally, I believe it's the game developers becoming greedy and trying to rush out too many titles to make a quick buck, which may even be the reason behind all this pre-owned nonsense. So... it's not the game developers, it's the game publishers. That's all I'm going to say.
So you're agreeing with Skip in principle, only he should replace one word.
I'm not agreeing with him, because the thing is, the developers have to make money, so in order to make money, they will grab whatever they can.
Can I just say, a game takes a lot of money to make.
Yeah.
Obviously, publishers will want to get that back, which is why they don't want trying new things, because they'll stick with established brands, which blah, 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 blah. But you know what I'm saying, people.
Well, everyone knows all this kind of stuff about the games industry,
exactly.
Anyway. But
anyway.
I don't like it when, as Paul was talking about generalising stuff, I don't like it when people generalise game development as a whole and just claim that the game developers are the people that choose what comes out all the
Catherine,
time.
Yeah, Catherine, you're being greedy.
Because in the end of the day, it does come down to the publisher as well, especially if you're a small company that you can only grab onto certain... publishers, so Double Fine had it really. So of course they were originally with Activision. Activision said, "Actually, we don't like this Brutal Legend rubbish. Take it away." And then EA said, "Oh, we'll take Brutal Legend." And then of course they've been between THQ recently with their DRC games, and now they've gone on to Microsoft with Trenched, because that's only coming out on the 360, and then the Sesame Street game as well is Microsoft Game Studios, I believe. Or is it
Sesame
THQ?
Whatever.
But yeah, so that's an example of what they have to do in order to even just try and get games out.
Yeah. Anyway, this week's letter segment has been a bit disorganised, and I apologise about that. It's just, you know, we're trying to piece together bits of people's argument on last week's
show.
Sure, yeah. So if you want to get involved in the argument, just hit episode 239. And there's a bloke on there called Skip. He will gladly argue with you all day long, even though he can only type with one hand.
Should kind of relate why you say that, because otherwise it sounds like you're making fun of someone who only has one hand.
Well, he broke his arm, didn't
he? There
you go. He broke his arm the other day, so he said.
So he said. He's making it up, are you saying?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Okay. I'm just going on what he said. You know. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for those comments.
Yes, thank you very much.
Arguing. If you want to get involved in the argument, check the website.
Or if you want to send in a letter.
Or if you just want to send in a letter for us to read out and not argue with everyone, feedback@gamercast.net.
If you want to do what Trusty Badger did last week and just ask us questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, questions are fun.
Yeah.
Ashley, let's ask the question, what have you been playing this week? Nope.
You know, I haven't really been
we
playing
We don't
anything.
Have a section for that, so you can't talk. It's time for...
Name.
That.
Game.
In this section, I play a segment of sound and or music and or audio and or jib-jab
and or
related to a game. It is the job of the listeners and Catherine to guess what the game is. Last week, everybody would have heard the following. I'm pleased to see that I successfully beat everybody last week, because nobody guessed correctly. Catherine guessed, I don't know, something that Spellcheck doesn't recognize, which was the wrong answer, and I'm not familiar with a game by that title.
Mm-hmm.
The answer was, of course, DEFCON.
Ah, okay.
Which is a super legendary game, which I know Sean has not played, which he should. In fact, I'm tempted to say we should all play a game of DEFCON in the flat.
I think I've got a copy of it.
At some point. Well, even if you don't, if trial people can join a full game anyway.
Okay.
I think.
You think?
There might be a limit to 2 people, I'm not sure. So yeah, GZ to nobody.
Well, Charles got it as well.
Well, there you go, that's 3 people. We'll play our uber epic game of DEFCON. This week we've got something a little bit different.
You always say that.
Well, it is different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, nothing's ever the same.
Any guesses? Ooh, Catherine's silent. That means she's thinking.
I can tell you it sounds familiar.
Well, yeah, my plan was to get something familiar. And also easier and more popular.
Please.
Popular.
Popular game.
PlayStation.
One?
Just PlayStation, I'm saying. I'm not saying any particular one. But it was on the a PlayStation.
Multi-platform?
It might have had a re-release on something. Maybe. Maybe. No, I don't know. I don't think it did. PlayStation.
Is it an RPG?
I don't know. I'll give you a clue. It is not a Disney game.
Not a Disney game.
How's that for a clue? And that's the only clue you're getting.
Not a Disney game?
Nope.
Well, that's just confusing.
It is, isn't it?
Because now I don't know if it is a Disney game.
No, it's not. That's the clue. It is not a Disney game.
Well, the Disney games aren't hugely popular anyway.
So yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or just leave a little message on this week's episode on the website. Gamercast.net. It seems like Catherine doesn't have
no,
a guess.
No, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
But I'll probably kick myself because it does sound pretty familiar.
But I will kick myself because it does sound familiar.
New releases this week.
So we've got loads of stuff coming out this week.
Apparently there's a new platform being released. A platform called the something.
Otherwise known as the Nintendo 3DS.
Or, as some people say, the Nintendo 3DDS.
Yes, Paul.
For the lulz.
So, this is of course Nintendo's newest handheld with 3D... Sorry, I'm going to yawn.
The main feature being the 3D screen. Obviously, like the previous DSs, it has 2 screens.
Or in my eyes, the main thing of it being it can do better games.
Yeah, of course, it's got better graphics.
Better processor, all that stuff.
And because it is a new platform, as opposed to just a re-release, like the previous DS models, which were just, you know, newer models.
New carts?
Yes, it has new cartridges, obviously.
I was wondering what you were going to say, because it sounded like you were going to say something.
Oh, it's a new platform, isn't it?
Yeah, so new carts, still plays DS games, but it has to... apparently it's got pretty bad load times with DS games, because it has to figure out what it's doing. It's got an analog stick on it now, so you don't have to play around with a silly D-pad.
Analog stick's quite nice.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Well, actually, yeah, of course I've played on one. So now I'm tempted to see what... some 3D DS games play like with the analog stick, because I imagine Super Mario 64 would play pretty nicely.
Oh yes, definitely.
And I've been tempted to get a Kami, and if I got it, I reckon it'd play better on this, because you're in a 3D space. And it would work better for Rune Factory as well. It's, of course, got all this new Street Pass stuff, so it exchanging stuff while it's asleep. It's going to have a browser like the DSi did, however...
Wait, Street Pass? What's that?
It's the new feature that... It means your DS will communicate with other DSs when it's asleep. So like how the original DS could, but this one, it will keep data for, I think it's up to 12 games that you played on your DS. And then, if they have Street Pass enabled features, so in Street Fire, if you've played Street Fire on your DS, your DS is asleep, it doesn't have to have Street Fire in it. If it goes by someone else who's got Street Fire data on their 3DS, your guys will fight, and you will get trophies out of it.
Okay.
Or you will get certain things out of it.
That sounds like a good way to run the battery down, by having it just spin up the Wi-Fi
every so often. Well, if it's asleep, yeah. So, of course, it all depends on what games you have and the kind of stuff that you get with them. Yes, it's got that, because that also allows you to transfer Miis. So if you've got yours asleep, someone else has theirs asleep, you pass by each other, you've both got Miis, you'll then have your Miis on their Miis consoles and stuff like that.
Fun. Comes with a bunch of stuff you can do out of the box. As we've talked about before, augmented reality cards, there's a game in there you can play and a bunch of character cards, which is just two 3D characters. There's a game called Face Raiders, where you just shoot people's faces. So you basically just look around the environment to find their face and shoot them. Catherine said there was another game on there. What was that?
That was the
Find Me game. Yeah,
Find Me. Then you've also, of course, got the Me Creator.
Yep.
The Me Plaza. It will have an internet browser. It will have a virtual console store, but that's not up
at
yet.
At some point.
Is that it? Of course, you've still got the same stuff. So you've got the sound creator like you had on the DSi, which I also was pretty
camera,
point,
which
pretty
can
pointless.
Take 3D pictures as well.
Yeah, that's the camera.
Do we know if it supports MP3?
No, I don't think it said anywhere, because of course they dumbed down the DSi by only letting it have AAC.
And they dumbed down the Wii by taking away MP3 support and adding AAC, which means you cannot listen to Gamercast on a Wii unless you convert it first, which means we lose zero listeners, because nobody listens to a podcast on a Wii anyway.
Yeah. Of course, it's also got the added tilt sensory.
Yes, it's got a tilt sensor like everything else has nowadays.
Well,
you've got a washing machine, it's got a tilt sensor in it. That way it knows if it's fallen over. I've fallen over.
The other different thing, of course, now is that you can... I can't think of what the terminology is.
Jib-jab.
You can... stop the state of the game, so you can go back to the menu and stuff.
Yeah, you can hit. You can hit the menu. Well, it just, you know.
There's a word for it. Begins with an S.
Steady.
Steady.
Super.
Super.
Transmogrify.
So you can suspend game. But the thing is, I think from what I've heard from people talking about them, you can't quit a game. You can only suspend it. So then, every time you go out of a game and you want to play something else, it'll say, you will lose your suspended data. Are you sure you want to do this? And it does it for every single thing that you do.
Yeah. You have to watch out for that. So if you pull a cart out, it will say, oh, blah, 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 you're going to lose blah, blah, blah. Well, I know that. That's why I pulled the thing out.
Okay. It's also, of course, got a charging cradle with it now.
It means you can quickly hit the menu just to do something. But if you actually want to launch another application, it has to shut the game down anyway. So.
Cradle. Yeah,
it comes with a cradle to charge it, as opposed to just a...
Which, from what I hear... is made so that you can actually still play games while it's in the cradle.
Which, of course, you could do if it was plugged in anyway. But
yeah, but as in, it means that you can still hold it and play on it, and it's not like in an uncomfortable state or something. And it's also got a slot at the back, so you can actually take the game out and put a different game in while you're playing on it, in the cradle, from what I hear. But yeah. So, new Nintendo console. The retail is $230. Right, 230 or is it 220?
230. However, many retailers such as Game are doing it for 220.
Yeah.
And obviously cheaper with trade and offers and blah blah blah.
However, if you look online, the cheapest at the moment that you can get it is about 182.
Where the hell's that from?
What? 182?
Yeah.
Asda.
Asda? Why would you want to buy it from Asda?
Well, or you can pay 187.
You go up to the counter and they're like, can we have a 3DS? And they're
on the website.
Check in the food aisle.
Website.
Check in the food aisle.
Website.
Check in the food aisle.
On the website.
They're like, I've already looked in the food aisle. I've looked down the cereal aisle. It ain't there, lady. And she's like, 3DS? What's that? And you're like, oh, for God's sake.
This is, of course, all website stuff, so I'm saying the cheapest places online at the moment.
A what? A website?
Asda or Amazon are currently the cheapest places.
But they don't have any stocks to buy from Game & Trader.
Morrisons are selling them in store for $189.
Yeah, but nobody shops in Morrisons.
I don't even know where a Morrisons is.
I don't even know what a Morrison is. It's some sort of Morris dancer.
Didn't it used to be... I can't even think of what a Morrisons used to be.
I don't know. Quick Save. Something else lame. Specsavers.
Safeway.
Safeway. Jesus
Christ. Safeway got bought by Co-op, didn't they? I don't know. We're talking about random crap.
Whatever.
So, releases for the 3DS. I won't talk into the ones that don't need talking into.
Right. I'm going to do this because I'm going to do it fast.
Oh, I can do it fast.
Because my raid is in a minute. I need to go fast.
I can do this.
Okay, there are 3 different Nintendogs and Cats games coming out. Golden Retriever and New Friends, a French Bulldog and New Friends, and...
Slower.
Toy Poodle and New Friends.
What the hell is a Toy Poodle?
If you've seen the box art for it.
Is that what that is?
It looks,
a curly little doggy?
It looks like a little kid dressed up as a dog.
So we've got 3 Nintendogs games. No specific cats, because they've just kind of got
random cats selection in the background, of cats. Which are ready to pounce on the dog.
Then you got... You'd like to say this because I'll say it wrong.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Because you know what I'd say.
PES.
Or Pro Evo.
Pro Evo is acceptable.
Okay, just not PES.
It's PES because this is a new thing that people have started saying. Back in my day, Pro Evo.
I've said PES since
you don't.
Number 6?
Don't. Well, back in my day, it was like Pro Evo 2 and 3.
So this is the only football game coming... Well, this is the only soccer game coming out.
Football.
So, well, I'm saying football because there's another type of football game coming out, so I thought I'd say soccer.
It's not proper football.
No, it's not proper football. This is proper football. So this is the only football game coming out, so if you're a sports fan, you'll probably want to pick that up.
No.
Then we've got Pilot Wings Resort, which is a kind of re-release of the Pilot Wings game in... What is... Sports Resort, is it? Wii Sports Resort? Yes, Paul?
Don't know, never played it.
Well, that's the second Wii Sports, right? Yes?
Yeah, Wii Sports Resort is the second Wii Sports,
so this
requiring
is,
the Motion Plus controller
as
well.
And this game from inside of it. It's not original Pilot Wings, which was, of course, made of Awesome, or Pilot Wings 64. You're flying different kinds of aircraft.
Oh, no, I just crashed my plane.
Flying through rings and all that kind of stuff. Then we've got Super Street Fighter 4.
Super Street Fighter 4!
3D edition.
As opposed to the 2D edition, which does not exist on the 3DS.
No, that's true. So this was going to be one of 2 fighters coming out, but
Dead or Alive has been put back.
Yeah, Dead or Alive has been put back from what everyone keeps saying. This has a kind of dumbed down mode in it, so you can assign combos to the touchscreen, so you can just press buttons as opposed to doing the actual fiddly button combinations. But it's well cool because it's Super Street Fighter. It's got Hakan in it, so when I played it, I was just Hakan.
I don't know what a Street Fighter is. I don't like it.
Okay, Paul. So Street Fighter is, of course, a good game, and it looks amazing for being on a handheld.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sims 3 D.
What? I suppose that's what it's called. Is it called The Sims 3D, or is it called The Sims 3 3D? Websites have...
Okay, let's just call it The Sims 3.
Yeah, because it is The Sims 3 for the 3DS. To be fair, if I was buying a 3DS game, I'd probably be getting this.
To be fair, I would not be getting this.
Just because...
I'll be playing Fist
so
Raiders.
This uses the Street Pass, so it'll send your Sims over to other people's, which I think is quite nice. It looks nice. It's The Sims 3 on a handheld, but not looking not that great like they used to.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty good title coming out.
It's also a Rayman game coming from Ubisoft.
Rayman. Rayman. I was going to say Rayman then. Rayman. It sounds like Rayman.
Okay, Rayman.
Rayman 3D, which is Rayman 2.
This is a proper Rayman game as opposed to the
There's one rabid. Coming out next week, which is a Rabbids Travel in Time, which I thought was actually quite a solid 2D platformer.
As someone who suffered from rabies, I find these rabbing, whatever they are, offensive because they're making fun of people and animals with rabies.
Okay, Paul.
I had to get my vaccine after I got bit by that chihuahua. Damn chihuahua.
So from what I've been told, Rayman 3D is a re-release of Rayman 2.
Great.
I have not played Rayman 3D yet.
Next up,
I didn't like Rayman 2 though.
Super Monkey Ball 3D. This actually looks quite interesting, and if it uses a tilt sensor, which as it does. Better do, it does good. It will be good.
Yeah, I played it. Remember?
Did you?
Yeah, but of course you can either do 3D with controls or no 3D with tilt sensor, because it looks really a bit rubbish if you play it with the 3D on with the tilt sensor.
No, you just tilt it properly. Whoa.
Well, you have to tilt yourself around with it.
Well, no, you just strap it to your face and you just move yourself. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, Super Monkey Ball 3D is, as of course, as always, a puzzler where you're not controlling the monkey as such, you're controlling the world. Ridge Race 3D, this is the one of two racing games coming out for the 3DS. Ridge Race is arcade racing, drift kind of racing.
Yeah. To be honest, Ridge Racer always comes out on a launch of a console.
Came out on the launch of the DS, right? Didn't it?
Because it's the only time anyone will buy it before better racing games are released.
And there are a few people that like Ridge Racer. I never got into them.
Name one.
I'm not actually going to name them. I know two people that like Ridge Racer.
Is one of them Gary?
No, Gary doesn't like Ridge Racer.
Good. See, nobody likes it. If Gary doesn't like it, there's no point.
He's not a Racing Drive fan. Racing Drive? Racing
He's game not fan. A Racing Driver, man.
He liked Test Drive, though. The first one. Not number two.
Forza Motorsport.
I know you like Forza. So yeah, Ridge Racer 3D, so arcade racing. We got Splinter Cell 3D.
Splinter
Cell 3D. I'm not entirely sure on which one this is coming out from. Someone told me. I think it was Chaos Theory. Either way, it's a Splinter Cell game made for the 3DS.
Samurai Warriors.
Immersive 3D action, gameplay, cinematic, maps, HUD, menus, loading screens, and more are rendered in stereoscopic 3D.
We don't need to hear the entire feature list of loading screens.
I'm just quoting what the game website had, because that's pretty funny that it's got
loading screens.
It's immersive 3D action, but then the fact that they mentioned the loading screens.
No, actually, the loading screens are probably the best feature to 3DS. Because you're like, whoa, that looks cool.
Next up, Samurai Warriors 3D, which hasn't actually got any videos anywhere, so I'm wondering if it is actually going to come out. This is one game I might get, because I quite like Samurai Warriors games, because they're pretty similar, of course, to the Disney Warriors games, in a way.
Or, but these are the
Capcom variety.
Destiny Warriors.
Yes, poor.
Adam.
I quite like the Samurai Warriors games. It'd be nice to know if this is coming out, but I looked on game trailers today. No trailer. I looked on the Capcom website today. It wasn't even on there. Hopefully it comes out, because this is one game that I might actually be interested in. Asphalt. 3D. There was an Asphalt game. There was two Asphalts on the DS, wasn't there?
Maybe.
I think. So this is another arcade racer. But yeah,
and of course it supports Street Pass, so when you pass different people you get your ghosts and time trials copy about.
Yeah, I think pretty much every game has Street Pass support, which is quite nice.
Yeah,
we just don't mention them all.
Madden is the unproper football game being released.
Yes,
I don't think we need to say more than that.
It's American football stuff for anyone who likes American football.
People
of course
know what it is.
It won't sell that well over here. It'll sell well in America.
Nope.
No, I think they sell okay in America.
Ghost Recon Shadow Wars is the other Ubisoft game coming out.
Yes, this is actually kind of like a top-down isometric, as opposed to a
3D jobby 3D kind of thing,
which is a bit weird.
Dude.
But it's quite nice because you can tilt the 3DS to look around.
So like Ilo Milo on Windows Phone.
Yeah. So you got two Tom Clancy's, one of course being the more strategic, and of course, because of course Splinter Cell is more on the stealth. Do I need to say anything else about that? Ghost Recon series.
You've also got, of course, Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars. This is available on pretty much everything.
Yes, but also, because I put this here because it came out on the 3DS as well. So you've got 3DS, DS, PSP, PS3,
Windows,
360. Have I missed anything out? Wii?
We know what we're getting at.
Yeah, it's out on everything. Of course, the better format to buy it on would be 360 or PC.
Yep.
or PS3, of course. Because they
PS3, what, with the bad frame rate?
Well, the thing is, you get the same version on those, then of course the Wii version will be a dumbed-down version, the DS version will be an even more dumbed-down version. The
DS version will be some sort of puzzle game with cards.
The PSP version will probably be the same as either the DS or the 3DS version, but the 3DS version is apparently a bit better than the DS one, but still not as good as the console ones.
Of course not.
Naruto Shippuden Kizuna Drive. Kizuna.
PSP.
Which is a PSP game. This is
a game.
Well, it's a Naruto game. You can have up to 4 people playing it with you.
With the Wi-Fi's.
And it's not one of their RPGs, I'll tell you that. From the looks of it. Naruto, it's got missions and stuff.
Shippuden. Okay, whatever.
It's mainly for Naruto fans. I'm not a Naruto fan at all. Just to lay that out.
Crisis 2 is the sort of probably the, it's actually probably going to be the best selling game out.
Maybe the one below.
I don't know. I don't think Sims Medieval will do that well.
Shot's loving it.
Oh yeah, it's, I'm not saying it's not a good game. I'm saying I don't think. I think Crisis 2 will appeal to the Black Ops people.
Yeah.
Who are, oh, it's a shooter, real cool.
Well, it'll appeal to a lot of people as well, of course, because it's PS3, PC, and 360.
So yeah, Crisis 2 is out. This is the sequel.
To Crisis 1,
even though they're totally different, but
and
never
it's
mind.
Set in New York, and
You know, Crytek have gone crazy, and instead of releasing a game set on a tropical island like Far Cry or Far Cry 2 or Crisis, they've gone crazy and put it in dank, dirty, dingy.
It might still be good.
Half blown up New York City. It might be good.
I've heard good things about it.
It's sat right there waiting for me to play it, but it won't activate for another 2 days.
I know. Well, you can play it Tuesday.
I don't want to. I'm busy Tuesday.
Aww.
I won't have time to play it, will I?
Aww. Well, I'll let you have evenings free like I do.
Okay, great.
Well, yeah, you can... Actually, well, yeah, I'll be home late anyways. You can play it. I won't be bugging you.
Won't have time.
But yeah, so Crysis 2. Probably be a good seller.
I will have my review on it next week.
Cool.
I would have it sooner if the flipping thing would activate.
Well, if you had a 360 version, it
would. I
don't
want a 360,
but you don't
want to pay,
I want
a
on
mouse.
360.
I want good graphics.
I know you do. Okay, so next up, Sims Medieval. This is, of course, the newest Sims title. It uses a similar mindset to The Sims 3, but, of course, puts it in the story kind of setting.
Yeah.
So, like, World Adventures?
Same sort of engine as Sims 3, but set in medieval times. Gameplay quite different in that you have less,
missions,
you have
stuff,
less fatigue bars to worry about. You've only got, what, tiredness and hunger, I think, are the two you've got in it. And then you get quests and stuff as well. My problem with the game is it glorifies evil feudal times when we should emphasize the fact that 99% of people were serfs having to work 6 days a week for some landlord bloke to steal all their produce and give them the scraps left over.
Yeah, but they want to make it child-friendly still.
That's in between them getting bubonic plague and getting killed, smallpox, and all these other nasty things going on. And then, of course, you have the church executing people who they disagreed with. So, all in all, this glorifies medieval times when really they were not a nice place to be.
So, it does glorify it, but it works. You give it that? As
no.
a game, it's alright.
No.
It's not historically accurate.
They should put I want a warning. You know, like these. You know what? When you buy a packet of cigarettes, it's got this product may kill you. Like, taking up half of the front of the box. I want on this, half of the box saying, this product is not historically accurate and may give you bubonic plague.
Okay, Paul. Thank you.
What the hell is this?
Dissida
012, Dua Simi Final Fantasy.
This is the second Dissida game. So you remember that game? I'm sure Adam went on about it. He called
it. Oh, God.
The wrong
thing. He would have pronounced it wrong, yeah. Duodecim, or whatever it is. Duodecim.
I suppose you could pronounce it a few different ways. So this is, once again, I believe,
PSP?
Another... it's a PSP only game. Not coming out on anything else.
PSP.
Yes, PSP.
Oh, can I just say Sims Medieval is 360 PC?
No, it's not.
Is it not 360?
It's just PC.
It's just PC.
It's only a PC game.
I take it they will do a 360 version later then.
Maybe.
Since they've got, obviously, the engine.
Well, yeah, they've got the ability to do it, so who knows, maybe they'll do something.
Okay, let's talk about this Final Fantasy Jib Jam really quickly, and then we get on to the decent game this week, which is, of course... You have to talk about this, and then I quickly jump in.
Oh, so this is a fighting game again.
Tomb Raider
like the
Trilogy.
One. Yeah. Really?
I was
talking about Final Fantasy still.
That's the point. I was interrupting to make the fun.
Tomb Raider Trilogy is a PS3 only title where they have revamped Tomb Raider Legend Anniversary, and Underworld for PS3. Because, of course, Legend and Anniversary never came out on the PS3 before.
So now you can play them in HD.
Yeah, so it's like £25 or something like that.
Legend and Underworld were already HD.
Legend was not.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, on you 360, had the 360 version, but not on PS3.
Yeah, but the thing is,
they could just grab the port.
They're just releasing the 360 versions.
Well, yeah, because they're saying, of course, all you poor Sony fans didn't have it on the PS2, so we're going to re-release it again for you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The first Templar.
Yes.
Is something about a French Templar and a lady.
Yeah.
Who do stuff.
I can't remember.
Is this like the We Dare game?
I can't remember. No. I can't remember who was doing this, but it's kind of like a single player story. So, of course, because Saint of the Templars, like Assassin's Creed and all that stuff, is pretty popular at the moment. So, I can't remember who's releasing this, but they decided to. They showed this just after Brotherhood was announced, I think.
The Munez.
You
can hear this. This is the sound of the Munez.
Yeah. So, you play as a French Templar against the Saracens. Poor Saracen. They always get the.
Who is a Templar and what's a Saracen?
The Saracen, they're the thingy guys, aren't they? That the Templars were against.
Yeah, but who's the Templars?
The holy people.
What, the Christians?
There you go.
Sorry, that's the noise of what a Saracen monster makes.
Of course, Paul doesn't actually think that way.
Hey, dude,
that's
I think...
That's how the Christians...
I think I know a bit of the stuff, yo. Like, back in the day when the Chinese were like, oh, konnichiwa. Even in the Japanese, but whatever. And then they were like, hey, yo, what's up? And then we're like, oh, no, you can't be a Buddha, man. You have to be a Christian. And they, chop people up. See, I know my history.
Okay. So this is kind of like an action game, but apparently it's got RPG character development. And yeah.
Okay, let's talk about PlayStation Move Heroes, because this is bound to be fantastic.
This was the thing that got announced at E3 last year.
Yeah, this is the game which has got all the Ratchet, Clank, Daxter, Jack
Sly,
the Sly Raccoon thing.
And Bentley, who's in Sly.
Bentley? Who the hell's Bentley?
I believe he's in Sly.
Oh, is he? So this is the game with all the crazy Sony sort of characters all jib-jab together into a single box where you can play it on the move.
Yep.
And when I say play it on the move, I mean the PlayStation Move, not on a handheld.
They say it's the ultimate crossover gameplay because, of course, it's mixing all those things together, but meh. I'd rather play a Ratchet and Clank game or a Jak and Daxter game or a Sly game, separate, without Move.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you've got the new Free Fall. Is it Free Fall? Fall for All? The new Ratchet and Clank game coming out for PS3, which probably will end up using Move as well.
Yeah, but the trouble is it doesn't have Dog Tanyan in it, which means it's going to fail.
Why do you want Dog Tanyan in it?
Because he's legendary.
He is, but since when did Dog Tanyan have a game?
Well, the thing is, he's a Saracen, yo, so he was fighting against the French Templars.
What?
I think that's something to do with it, isn't it? I'm going to have to look at Dog Tanyan now, because that's legendary.
Dog Tanyan was voiced by a pretty cool voice actor.
Dog Tanyan. See, this is where I get all my history from. Kids cartoon stuff. Anyway, do you want to talk about the next release?
So then we've
there
also
he is.
Got...
Look at him. He's going to get you.
Phineas and Ferb Ride Again, which is... they're like a cartoon, and it's a skateboarding-style game for the DS. That's pretty much that. I don't really know about this game.
How did the theme
But anyone
go?
Who likes Phineas and Ferb... So it's... I don't remember how the theme sheet went.
That's what it is, isn't it, surely?
Don't know. This is, of course, a good game aimed at kids. Next up, Serious Sam HD, First and Second Encounters. Did you ever play the Serious Sam games?
Nope.
No?
Seemed a bit silly.
I never got on with him that much. I liked his t-shirt with the bomb on it, the face.
I played good shooters.
You always say that whenever we talk about something that's not Doom or...
Well, yeah, why play Serious Sam when I can play id Software shooters.
Mm.
You know, the best shooters.
So these are HD remakes of the original games. I'm not entirely sure if it's the one... So, because there's the one that they put on Xbox Live, that, not being mean, I was never a Serious Sam player, but it looked horrible.
Hey, you have to keep doing your stuff.
Well, you're watching Dogtanyan.
I'm not watching Dogtanyan.
No?
No.
Oh, now you're not, because you've closed it. Next up, we've got another kids game, Johnny Test, which I put on here because the box art looks pretty darn awesome.
Does it have Dogtanyan in it?
No, it doesn't. This is based on a Cartoon Network TV show. But the story sounded weird because there's this kid called Johnny, and he's got a genius twin sister. Well, he's got genius twin sisters who do science experiments
on him, and he ends up dead.
It just sounded kind of cute. It's got a really, really nice looking box art. I'm guessing maybe the cartoon might be alright. I don't know. But of course, this is based, once again, like Phineas and Ferb, at kids who are interested in the cartoons.
Okay.
Then we've also got Duel Quest
Solitaire Trio.
So this has.
This is a DS game.
Yes, this is a DS. So it's Duel Quest mixed with Solitaire to make.
Duel Quest Solitaire.
Yeah. Cheap DS game. Another cheap DS game, Emily Archer and the Curse of Tutankhamun. This is a hidden object game set in Egypt.
This is PC or DS?
This is DS.
Okay.
This is set in Egypt, as of course you may guess from the Tutankhamun reference in the title.
Wait, isn't that the Saracen man who was linked up with a Chinese person who could speak Japanese but was from Brazil? No, is that not who Tutankhamun is? Okay.
You know who Tutankhamun is. So, as well as hidden object searching, it's got little mini-games in there as well.
There were far more important Egyptian pharaohs than some little boy.
Well, yeah, he was only a kid, and then he died, and then they buried him, and then he... it's because they found all of his stuff.
Yeah, but it's only
That's
because...
That's why he's well-known.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. It's got a funny
name. We learned all about Tutankhamun in primary school.
We didn't, because the thing is, back in my day, the Tutankhamun stuff hadn't been discovered, so we knew about all the important pharaohs whose stuff had already been discovered. Like Julius Caesar, who is a not... but is
He's
from
not
the,
an Egyptian, he's from the time.
Hey, don't mess with Julius Caesar, yo, he'd kick your butt. And don't mess with Augustus Caesar either, because he's the man.
Okay.
But that Constantine bloke, oh, what a douchebag.
And then last up...
Sorry, I can't think of any other Egyptian pharaohs. They're in here. I can list about 20 of them in order.
I can't think that we were taught many different pharaohs.
Well, I know about it because, you know, as a Roman expert, yo, because I can name six Roman emperors. You had Bob, Dogtanyan, and that Saracen bloke.
Okay, Paul. Last up, released this week is Theatre of War 3 Korea.
Oh, here we go. This is linking in with Homefront and how the Koreans are evil.
No, essentially...
Is this in the Korean War or what?
Yeah. So, it's like they did...
This is a
Kursk.
PC game, isn't
they
it?
They did Kursk. And then they've done Korea.
Boring. Let's play the Kursk one instead.
So, this is a strategy title. Pretty much. Set of the...
PC.
Yeah, PC only.
PC.
Oh, this is a Contact Sales game.
Contact Sales. Contact...
In other words, Excalibur
Creakshift,
Publishing.
Minor Un Capitani.
Excalibur.
Herculoin. Yeah, that's his lot.
Excalibur.
Okay.
Tactical strategy with helicopters now in it. Because, of course, there weren't helicopters in Kursk. There were tanks.
Can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, yeah, we had this thing. It was called Dogtanyan, and he was a legend. Actually, we should rename the show Dogtanyan is Legend. Maybe I'll say that for next week. And then I'll get some sound clips of Dogtanyan and play them during the show.
Previews and or reviews.
And then I was going to do a quick review, very quick, for Spider Squisher on Windows Phone 7. Or how do you prefer to say it?
Windows Phone.
Windows Phone. On Windows Phone. Oh yeah, because of course you were saying previously it was Windows Mobile. It's a simple game from Barbecue Games, and I'm just going to mention it.
She's playing it right now.
I am,
and I get told off for watching Dogtanyan.
Hey, but this is on my phone, not
right,
on my computer.
Right, I'm putting Hey Arnold on. Let's
Don't
see what the football
hey
head has
on.
To say.
So it's sadly visually, it's not.
Visually, it looks primitive. Let's just nick the phone and play it. So what? You just squash.
You're just
spiders.
Squishing spiders, but you can only let a few go through. Sometimes I'm not sure if the sensitivity on the touches is 100% accurate. I'm not sure on how many multiple taps you can have.
Damn, a spider escaped. I've managed to crash the game.
Oh, no.
In your face.
Oh, you know, it's because you got game over, Paul.
What? That's impossible.
You got game over. Look, that's all the spiders are coming to get you.
So, yeah, this is a game where you basically just squash spiders.
Yeah. I thought I'd just give it a brief mention, because Barbecue Games, they made that Avatar Quiz Call. Do you remember that game we played?
Oh, yeah, the game, which, yeah.
You remember that, because then they improved it and made it better. That's like 79p. But it's kind of fun, because you can try and get it right by, because there's spiders that move faster and then slower ones, so you go for the fast ones and then the slower. But it seems to always then just get so difficult that you just always die.
I think they need to work on a performance of the game.
The performance?
Yeah.
What, on the time it took for it to tell you got game over?
Yeah. And in general.
They need to work on the art.
Okay, well, what?
It looks a little programmery art.
Let's talk about, since we're talking about games on Windows Phone. Actually, no, I'll save this when it actually goes final.
Yeah, you could do that. Also, just a brief shout-out, because Rocket Riot should be Deal of the Week still.
Yes, Rocket Riot is Deal of the Week on Windows Phone as well. I'll get that as well.
Which isn't actually that bad, because I gave it a play and I haven't bought it yet. But it's £2.49 instead of £5.50. So it's not bad, because of course the really expensive games are kind of put you off, don't they?
Yeah.
They always put me off.
£5, forget it.
Yeah, it's still £2.50. It's a shame as well, because one of my favourite games for my phone's Dig It, but sadly it's a bit buggy.
Oh, well, they'll fix it.
Yeah. But yeah, I've already recommended the other dude's games before as well, haven't I? The one who did Quantra.
Yeah, we've already talked about that stuff.
Yeah. I don't get to play on my phone that much anymore, because I'm always doing
stuff. Yes, you're doing your knitting.
Oh, I did, however, play... What? A dragon. I'm trying to think of what kind of game it was.
Here's a tip. When you talk about stuff, control. It should be on the show notes.
I know.
Flight Control's boring.
So I played Flight Control, and then I found some little weird-looking one with jaguars and elephants.
Oh, great.
Called to the rescue. But that was a little bit broken as well. There's some good stuff coming out for it now, though.
Yeah, like the upcoming thing, which is not yet announced, even though Catherine accidentally already announced it, but never mind.
Was because I not allowed nobody, to?
Whatever. Oh. It's just not definite, is it? You know, I cannot say 100% definitely.
Well, what happens if... With the process of getting a game out on phone, if they say no, you didn't pass, can you apply again?
Well, yeah, they'll tell you why it failed, and then you change these things, apply again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week.
Yes, it is. I was just going to mention this week stuff. Because this week we're jib jabbing on for far too long.
We have,
and for some reason, Catherine kept jibbering on about Dog Tanyan.
Yeah, because that was other me.
Television shows, for which I apologise.
But yeah, it's been a really long show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. And it will be a lot less because there's no 3DS coming out next week.
Good.
See ya.